Hello, Robin.
Hello.
So, we are working at your place and we are very happy here in Riverton. And we would like you present you what you have done in your life and what are your skills. And we've heard that you made an organization, the Environment South Coast.
South Coast Environment Center.
Yes. So, could you present you and tell us about your different projects you have done?
Well, we came here 25 years ago with one little baby and a car and a bed, and my husband had a teaching job at the school, and then we had another child, and then we decided we liked Riverton very much, but it was a conservative town. There was nothing green that we wanted, and so we decided to start the green things in Riverton ourselves. And so we made an advertisement for a meeting, and we were very surprised. We had 50 people came, and suddenly we had a gardening group, and then we had an organic food co-op to buy and share boxes of organic food. And soon we was in our garage here at our house, and we ended up ending up with an environment centre 15 years ago. So now we have a nice little eco shop in the town that has all the things that we wanted. It wasn't here when we came, but now it is. And so now the town is not just beautiful for the sea and the bush and the location, it also has the organic shop and environment projects. And so our family, we found we were not rich, but we found 2 acres for $6,000 only. And so, and it was covered in old cars and pest plants, trees you want to cut down. Mm-hmm. And so we decided that we were young and we were strong and we would repair the land and then build a house on it. And so we spent the next 20 years taking all the bad plants away, putting good plants, planted a forest of food.
Come on, you two. Correct. I must give this back to poor woman.
It is ridiculous.
But Alex really liked it. He wants to take it with him.
Ah, yes, okay.
So, have we replaced the plants that weren't New Zealand plants or weren't useful plants for fruit trees and berries and herbs? And we got ducks and bees and hens, and we lived an interesting life. And we had a problem because Robert liked New Zealand trees and I liked fruit trees and berries, and we were having an argument about how many trees with fruit I was allowed to have. And then we found out about permaculture. That's where you can have fruit trees and berries and New Zealand trees all mixed up, and they're very happy and healthy like that. And so now I have got 165 fruit trees here. Oh. And Robert has got probably 300 native trees, but they're happy together, it's okay. We are copying the idea of a forest system, because a forest system is stable, and it was surprising even for us. We understood the idea, but we didn't understand until we got our soil tested, and the test came out that a forest, after 15 years, was in perfect balance of minerals, the calcium, the magnesium is absolutely perfect and all above average. So the forest system where you let the weeds grow and fall just where they grow and not worry, is the weeds come and they bring just what your land needs, and then you put it back into the soil. So that's we were amazed ourselves, and the man who tested the soil said that is amazing, because normally people grow just carrots, have to keep putting things back to make the soil better again, or just apples, or just potatoes. Mm-hmm. In a forest, when it's all mixed up and everything drops to the ground, you don't take things away for a compost, it becomes perfect soil, perfect for everything. So permaculture is not monoculture, where you have probably 800 different species of plants here, and wow, we have things that are useful, like things for birds and for insects and for food and for medicine and those kind of things. So, so it's been really fun to do that.
Cool. Oh, wait.